Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right now, we are joined by our good buddy, KD Drummond of the USA Today, the Cowboys Wire. Happy Super Bowl week, KD. But before we even get into the Super Bowl, holy smokes, we had a blockbuster quarterback trade go down this weekend. Stafford goes to the Rams, and Goff goes to Detroit. He'll be biting kneecaps off with Dan Campbell. What did you think of the deal?
I can't think of two more diametrically opposed personalities than Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. The proximity of those two, you know, Goff has that laid back Cali boy type of vibe. Yeah. Campbell is, you know, roughneck in your face, like you said, bite kneecaps off. I'm very interested to see if that's actually going to be a long-term relationship. First of all, I'm interested to see how long Campbell lasts in Detroit. But seeing those two guys together, that'll be very interesting. But I like the trade for both sides. I know some people worry about the amount of compensation that the Rams gave up, giving up the two first-round draft picks. But I think in order to supersede and be above teams that were willing to give up or are capable of giving up a 2021 first-round draft pick, they had to do something to that extreme in order to land Stafford. So I think it's going to work out for both sides in some degree. I think Stafford is a big upgrade over Goff, but he clearly wanted out of Detroit. Once we saw that Campbell interview, I think that was the icing on the cake, and that was for him. Just there was no way that he was going to try to compete in Detroit any longer after
yes,
that.
Yes, that was the funniest part to me. As soon as Dan Campbell gets up there talking about biting off kneecaps, it felt like 5 seconds later, Matt Stafford was like, "Yeah, do you guys mind? Go ahead and
the hell out of here.
Get me out of here. Thank you."
Yeah, he was out. He was ready to go.
KD Drummond with us here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football. With this move, where do you now rank the Rams in your NFC hierarchy heading into the 2021 season as Matthew Stafford now enters the fold there? Do you think that they're right up at the top? Are they now the team to beat? Or do you have your eye on another NFC team?
Well, I think that Green Bay, you know, they were the number one seed and they had the home playoff game in the championship. They weren't able to come through against Tampa Bay. I probably lean towards them as long as Aaron Rodgers stays in town. I probably lean towards the Packers being the number one seed and the favorite for the NFC next year. You assume that after they completely screwed up their draft this past year, they're actually going to go out and get them help. They drafted a quarterback. They drafted a running back that was, you know, down the line. Dylan is probably going to be in the mix next year. They're probably going to let Aaron Jones go in free agency. So I tend to lean towards Green Bay improving on what they were this past season and once again winning the NFC. I think Dallas, if they get any kind of middle range defense, is going to be in the mix. I think Seattle, with anybody but that guy Schottenheimer calling plays for them, is going to be in the mix. And the Rams are going to be right there with Stafford. It'll be very interesting to see if Stafford in Sean McVay's offense, you know, I think that Sean McVay probably dumbed down his offense for Jared Goff, and I want to see it fully unleashed. So I'm very excited to see what they can do. We know they have Aaron Donald. We know they have Jalen Ramsey, probably, you know, two of the top five defensive players in the league. So they're going to be a very interesting bet when it comes to the NFC. But I still hesitate to put them right there at the top above where Green Bay is. But I think they're in the next tier, and then Dallas is probably in tier three as far as teams that can compete to come out of the NFC.
Speaking of that Schottenheimer guy, he's got another gig. Did you see he's going to join the Jags staff as the offensive passing game coordinator, old Brian Schottenheimer? Well, what's your level of, all right, I am believing in Urban Meyer and the staff that he's putting together there in Jacksonville?
That hire to me feels like Mike Nolan being hired by the Cowboys. I just don't understand what you were watching in his previous stops that made you think he's going to be your guy. So I'm a little bit hesitant. I've never really been on the Urban Meyer train. A couple years ago when we were talking about, the end of the Jason Garrett regime, some people floated the Urban Meyer idea even before it was that final year for Garrett. I didn't like it then. I'm just not a fan of that guy who, by all means, is an outstanding recruiter. I just don't see him as being the type of guy that's going to have a program that professionals are going to respond to. So beyond that, the staff that he's putting together is kind of questionable for me as well. And Jacksonville, you know, since their early days, they bubble up every once in a while, but it's not really a place that's prone to having, a regularly annual competitive team. So we'll have to see how things go. But they're clearly in the right position with the number one pick. So, you know, we'll see how things shake out there.
KD Drummond, Cowboys Wire, with us here in the nosebleed seats as he is every Tuesday at this time. It is Super Bowl week, KD. I'm curious kind of where your head's at with this. Is there a particular matchup that you're most excited about, whether it's one of these crazy receivers, obviously the quarterback duel, and then that pass rush for the Bucs could get a little bit scary if you're the Chiefs right now?
Yeah, the Chiefs' offensive line is so banged up. They're missing, I believe, three starters from how they anticipated their line to look like at the beginning of the season. But how can you bet against Pat Mahomes? I think right now that we're talking about, I saw somebody compare it to Jordan versus LeBron, actually being able to see that matchup with, you know, Mahomes versus Brady or Brady versus Mahomes, whichever way you want to flip it. But I can't see betting against Mahomes in any big game. The way that Kansas City has kind of transitioned their offense, they still are able to hit the big plays, but they're being safer. They're doing a lot of more short things, short passing, intermediate passing, to take advantage of Mahomes, basically dissecting defenses and finding where the weak spots are. I think he's tremendous at that aspect, as well as being able to throw the ball deep. We all know about his cannon. What I saw from Brady in the second half against Green Bay is what I expect to see from Brady in this game. So if Tampa Bay's defense can't rattle Mahomes, I actually think this is probably going to be a fairly easy victory for Kansas City in this game.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I think we're definitely leaning Chiefs here for sure. Like you mentioned, just picking against Pat Mahomes doesn't seem like the smart thing to do, but I'm hoping it's a good game. Now, we heard Romo after the AFC Championship game last week say that he almost feels like Mahomes needs this more than Brady does, because if Brady gets the best of Mahomes and this is the last time they really face off in a big game, which is not out of this world to say unless they meet in the Super Bowl again next year. I mean, you had Brady beating him in the AFC title game a couple of years ago, and then if you have Brady beating him in the Super Bowl here, he basically, Romo's idea was Mahomes can never surpass Brady unless he just wins double-digit Super Bowls or something.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, and I will always default to the knowledge of Tony Romo when it comes to these sorts of things. So I'm not all the way on board with saying that it's a must-win for either guy. I think Mahomes' legacy, if he loses this game and then wins three consecutive Super Bowls from here moving forward, and he wins 4 and 5, is anybody going to really say, yeah, but he didn't beat Tom Brady in that game? That one kind of, wrinkled a little bit hollow to me, but I think currently, for the current conversation, I would definitely agree that it means more for Mahomes this year. But in the grand scheme of things, overall career, I think Mahomes has plenty more opportunities ahead of him to be able to surpass Brady's legacy, even if he does lose this game.
KD Drummond with us in your home at Dallas Cowboys football. Of course, cowboyswire.usatoday.com. You can find out and read a lot more of KD's content. In one of the new articles that you have out, is some horrible decisions that the Cowboys made that ended up costing them a ton of cap space. Can you give us a little tease and a little preview of what you've written about there?
Yeah, it was just a review of basically some of the things that Dallas did last year that didn't work out when it came to the offseason. And again, I caveat it with the fact that every NFL team has decisions that they make in the offseason that don't work out. And, hindsight 2020, all of that kind of stuff. But the Cowboys had some questionable signings because they once again went the route of, we're not going to sign a big-name player, we're going to sign the mid-level free agents and try to augment our team that way so that we're not too overly cap-committed to any one guy, and if we make a mistake, it's not that big of a deal. The problem was that the Cowboys basically made a mistake at every turn with who they signed in the offseason. They signed Ha Ha Clinton Dix, they signed Dontari Poe, they signed Gerald McCoy, Everson Griffin. None of those players were with the team at the end of the season. So in that regard, you can clearly say that those were bad decisions because none of them lasted the entire year, including not cutting Tyrone Crawford, who is his contract, not the man, not the player himself, but the contract has been a thorn in my side for a very long time. They could have had an extra $17.5 million of cap space based on those contracts that they signed. That could easily be used to help bridge the gap, whatever gap remained between them and Dak Prescott. It could have been used to sign Byron Jones. It could have been used to sign another big-name free agent. But that's not how it worked out for the Cowboys. So I just look at it in that lens of where they spent the money, where it could have gone, and you have to kind of look back again, hindsight being 2020, that those were really bad decisions by the front office. The defensive staff that helped steward them towards those decisions, each and every one of them being on the defensive side, that staff is no longer in town, so it was even compounded more by, I would assume, trying to appease a staff that didn't even last us till a second season. So, you know, bad decisions all around right there.
One other bit of Cowboys news that went down earlier this week, well, it might have been the end of last week now, actually, is Jason Witten announcing that he's again going to retire and he'll sign a one-day deal with the Cowboys when his Vegas Raiders contract ends up finishing. Does your opinion or your perception of Jason Witten change at all with him holding on for another year, going and playing with the Raiders in the silver and black, or are you still as big of a Jason Witten fan as ever?
Yeah, the year with the Raiders wasn't the big problem. The last 3 years before he retired with the Cowboys were what sullied his reputation to me. I think that, you know, Jason Witten, as much of a professional as he is, as dedicated to his craft as he is, he just was not what he had previously been. And I think he kind of played a role where he stopped progress. He wouldn't come off the field when he returned. He took snaps away from Blake Jarwin. So those things kind of sullied his reputation. But again, this is a guy that's a first ballot Hall of Famer through and through when it comes to what he did in the first three quarters of his career with the Dallas Cowboys. You can't take anything away from him. I believe he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But it's been a long time since Jason Witten was an integral part of, being integral to a team's success when it comes to the offense. I can't see anything that happened after he came out of retirement being anything that changed what it was the 2 years before he went away. So, yeah, the last couple years, the last half dozen years, haven't been the Jason Witten that we're used to seeing. But, again, it is what it is. He's a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
All right, KD, the Super Bowl is obviously a special, special event for us sports fans, football fans, even non-sports fans get involved in this thing, the hoopla, the commercials, the halftime, and most importantly, the food. The spread, KD. Take us around. Walk us through right now. Take us a little trip around the KD Drummond Super Bowl spread that's going down for Super Bowl 55 this week. I know you got probably something awesome popping off, and I'm going to be really jealous.
Well, you know, I'm actually not going to be grilling, and, you know, that would probably be my go-to is put a couple of steaks out there on the grill and go to work. Yeah. But it's going to be basically what we call cabaret food. Now, this might be like a D.C. term. We used to have these things where we would go, promoters would rent out a club, you'd serve food, you'd have a DJ, it's bring your own liquor, everybody gets tore down.
Yeah.
Just outstanding festivities. And what I like to call cabaret food are meatballs, string beans, chicken wings, macaroni and cheese, and you just basically have a buffet, and it's, you know, you basically serve yourself the entire evening to try to coat your stomach from all the liquor that you're partaking in. So I anticipate my Super Bowl festivities will be similar. I will be pounding down basically a bunch of finger foods in order to maintain myself and make sure that I don't get too out of control when it comes to me, because, you know, I have to tweet during the game. So I have to make sure that I keep my composure.
I'm going to be monitoring now. Dude, I'm going to be monitoring your Twitter and just seeing all the typos going up. Come fourth quarter, KD is going to be swimming in that stuff right there.
It's getting to him.
That's perfect, man. Okay, well, thank you so much, KD, as always, for taking the time, my friend. This has been a real pleasure for us, as always.
Any
enjoy
crab
the
cakes,
game.
KD? Get your hands on those crab cakes for me.
Ooh, a little crab cake action, KD.
What's your secret with the pork chops?
We're back with the pork chops. You know, guys, I'm allergic to seafood. I might be the one person of full Jamaican blood that can't eat shellfish. So I don't do crab cakes. I don't do lobster. I don't do any of that stuff. So I have to miss out on all of the joy that I hear everybody talking about. So for me, it's just going to be strictly the finger foods, the meatballs, and the chicken wings.
Still sounds delicious, yeah. Man. You enjoy it, brother.
All right, fellas. Take it easy.
There he goes. The great KD Drummond. Oh, now I feel bad about the crab cakes. I didn't know he was allergic. I'm such a bleeble.
0-2 tonight so far for Walchuk. He's got Sean King working at the University of Central Florida when, of course, he coaches for the University of South Florida.
I did say South Florida. I just went with the shortened version. You said UCF.
Oh, you called it UCF. All right. Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, man. It's the alphabet gets the best of us frequently here, honestly. Like, that's really not that even much of a surprise.
I couldn't say it backwards.
So.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.